I interviewed Cliff Moon about home equity lines of credit.
Hi, so my name is Cliff Moon. I'm the VP of engineering for a company called UpGuard. And this was when I was doing consulting for a very large financing company that is no longer around. So this is back when, like, you know, home loans were like a big deal and everyone was trying to, you know, trying to get as many home loans out the door and sold as possible. And so this was the part of the company that was doing home equity lines of credit. And because it's a home loan, there's a lot of red tape that goes with originating these loans. It's a real pain in the ass because they're trying to sell this across, you know, the entire country from like a call center in Philly. So the company I was working for was this consultancy, and we got called in sort of well after the fact, after they'd gone down a very bad path. This company they had been contracting with they had software for originating these loans. So it was meant to line up all the things that needed to happen to do the home loan. So like the title search and all that other stuff. So the software automated all of this and was delivered through a web browser. And it was something that, you know, the people on the phone could use to, you know, get everything lined up and get your home equity line of credit. The problem was that before we got there, the CIO, for whatever reason, had decided, hey, you know, I don't want to deal with these folks anymore. So I'm going to buy the software and run it in-house. But it turns out that, and like, this is definitely like some kind of Faustian shit going on here, right? So like, turns out she only bought the source code. She only bought a license to the source code. So there's no database. Like, we had to reverse engineer the whole fucking thing. And and we were on this, like, we were some fairly high paid contractors. We were on this for like over a year. Cause like the application was written in such a way that, like, you know, you didn't just need a schema, you needed populated tables for this thing to actually function properly. Like if there was nothing in, like, you know, the appraiser table, that page would break. It just wouldn't render.
Oh my God. You're not even getting like a 404. You're just like, nah, see ya.
Yeah. It's just like undefined behavior. I'm just going to die. Cool. So we were soldiering on and we were trying to get this thing to work properly. And we found all sorts of broken shit in here. Like, you know, there's the obvious, like, enterprise Java, you know, using my scare quotes, enterprise Java is just overcomplicated bullshit. But there's also just a lot of very kind of deeply broken things about this application. Like, one of the things was that they were using a proprietary ORM called Oracle TopLink, which, to be honest, I don't even think we had a license to be using it. I mean, it was probably the license to these original folks, but like, I don't know that we bought the license for it. So like, all we had was a jar file, no source code, no documentation, no support. And like, anytime the ORM broke, which was often, because like, that's what usually breaks, we had to trace into it. None of us knew how the damn thing worked. So this was like stepping through bytecode, trying to figure out what the fuck that thing was doing. So one thing that we noticed, like, while we were trying to, like, make this thing work was that the back button was deeply, deeply, deeply broken. And what I mean by that is that, you know, the application was oriented around a number of workflows. So you had, like, workflows that were going from page to page to page to page. And, like, you're meant to work through this, you know, one page at a time until you originated the loan. Problem, though, is that they're abusing the session state, just horribly abusing it in such a way that, you know, if you use the back button, you would just go back into undefined behavior. Because, like, there was shit in the session then that, you know, the application was not expecting. And then if you use the back button, you would not be able to go forward again. Like, the whole, you would have to log out, clear the session, clear your cookies, log back in order to get the fucking thing to work properly. And we kept wondering, you know, because we were not allowed to talk to those people, like the folks who originally made the application. Like, they were, you know, the CIO, she had burned that bridge, and we were just not talking to them. And so eventually what had happened was, is that they fired the CIO, they brought in a new one, and he, you know, over the course of like 3 months, wound our project down. One of the last things we were asked to do was to write up like a technical risk assessment for readopting, you know, the SaaS version of this from the people that originally wrote it. So like, and so finally we got a demo of the app from them, and we figured out how they fixed the back button. They were delivering the app over a Citrix screen share so you were like remote desktoping into like some Windows machine. The only version of IE that they had in this machine was a version that they had patched to remove the back button. So we saw that and we're like, well, yeah, there you go. Yeah, that certainly solves the problem, doesn't it?
Solves the problem. You can't really argue with that one. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So we wrote up the report and we're just like, well, we know how they solve the back button problem. So that's no big deal. You might have some scalability issues with like 500 people remote desktoping into one machine. You'll have to look at that. I don't know.
Oh, man.